What is your bigger picture? We have Summer Rumbelo here in the studio. So what do you do?
I'm a hairdresser. I'm a 19-year-old from obviously Wangaratta. And I'm studying hairdressing at Vivid Salon.
It's good. Do you enjoy it there?
Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. Does it ever get quite repetitive?
Every day is definitely different than every day is so different because you've got a different clientele every single day.
Do you get many clients?
Yeah. I have like full books constantly. Obviously when you're starting out, you're doing cleaning and boring shit.
Yeah, that is true. But you got to do the hard yards.
Yeah, you have to do the hard yards. And now that I'm obviously on social media and everything, I'm getting a lot of my client base from my Instagram. Yeah. So I do have a good client base now, which is really good.
We'll get into the socials a bit later and how you sort of do your stuff. But so your main call to action is basically just from your socials.
Mm-hmm.
But is there much word of mouth?
Definitely. Yeah. I honestly think that in the hairdressing industry, especially me being friends with people that are in the beauty as well, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
And being a small town.
Yes.
If you do a really good job, people are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
If you do a bad job, people are going to talk about it. It's just what happens. But I also think if you do a really good job on someone, they're not going to tell as many people if you do a bad job.
Yeah.
So it's very kind of hard industry to be in because you have to do a good job all the time and you have to put on a face all the time.
And then also if you don't do the right thing, you get grilled.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It affects my reputation so much. If I stuff up, I'm done, really.
But I mean, you're still going, so you must be doing something right.
That's exactly right.
So you were talking about a lot of beauticians around the area and stuff. Do you guys all help each other out? Or is it more competition?
It is very competitive.
Really?
Yeah, very competitive and very bitchy.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially hairdressers, you just want to be the best. Yeah, I honestly want all of the clients myself. I don't want them to go to anyone else.
Yeah.
I would get really annoyed if my client went to someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
But beauty, it's so different because they are very different. I recommend my clients to my friends in beauty.
Right.
But I wouldn't recommend them to another hairdresser.
Yes, yes. Yeah, 100%. And everyone needs to get beautied up these days.
Yeah, so that's right. It's all about your appearance. Your hair is the first thing that you would look at.
Yeah,
definitely. So it's really...
So you won't be out of a job then? Because everyone needs to get beautied
that's
up.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so what do you think about this whole industry and how can someone get in the industry?
The way I got into it, I needed to get out of school. I did not enjoy the school environment.
Yeah, me neither.
I really did get mixed up in the wrong crowd of people and I struggled with mental health a lot. So my escape was hairdressing.
Mm.
So I literally left school at 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't even finish year 9, I think, because that's also when COVID happened.
Yeah.
So I was in year 9. Yeah. And an opportunity came up at a salon and I took it. And so that's how I got in the industry and I haven't left since. So I've now been doing it for 4 years where...
That's how you know you really love it as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Where you can do work experience or a school-based apprenticeship before you go into a full apprenticeship. Or you can even do full-time study at the TAFE if you want to. But I just personally didn't do that.
Yeah.
So I just went straight into it because it was what was best for me at the time.
Yeah. Completely agree. So you just go through TAFE. Is that?
Yeah, I go through TAFE. Yeah.
Is there any other pathways that you can sort of take?
You can go through Melbourne Bieber Academy. There's just different ways you can go about it. Or full-time study apprenticeship. Yeah, you really do start off as an apprentice. It's just it's 3 years.
Yeah, right.
Of your apprenticeship. So
it's cool. Are you thinking of staying there long term, or have you got sort of a bigger goal in mind?
I definitely, my biggest goal is to own my own business.
That's cool.
I've got short-term goals and long-term goals, but my goal is to own my own business. I also don't think I want to do that in Wangaratta.
Yeah.
Because there are so many hairdressers in Wangaratta. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. So many. So, I obviously want to move away and I don't, like, not yet. I'm really comfortable with where I am at the moment, and I really want to work up, like, my portfolio before I, like, move to another salon and start my own business. But
yeah,
for now I'm really comfortable. But yeah, like, I obviously want my own business and, like, potentially maybe educate one day that I, like, would be really interested in doing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a profitable plan as well. See, yeah. a lot of people have plans, but they can't profit from it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But you could make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, and there's just so many opportunities in hairdressing. Like, you can, you know, like, go travel and do it out of a van if you really wanted to. You can own multiple businesses. Like, social media is so good for that now too. Like, it's such a huge part of it. And I feel like so many, like, young girls are seeing social media and, like, now that they want to do it because, like, because of social media, like, everyone wants to do hairdressing now. Where when I first started, it was kind of like a dying trade. Wow. Like, no one wanted to do it. I have, like, 3 people in my class.
Yeah.
But now all these young girls, because of social media, are seeing what it's like. They're like, oh, yeah, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the trend of haircuts as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it people?
Yeah, like, it's just who you know, really. Like, and seeing, like, you know, if something comes up on my feed, like, I just want to keep looking. Like, I go into, like, a hole of, like, watching videos.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what everyone does with anything. Oh, yeah. Really. Like,
I think there's a YouTube account where I just look through, like, a bunch of, I think it's 12 Pal, and it's just a bunch of guys' haircuts. And I'm like, oh, okay. Low taper, mid taper. Okay. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Like, you just go into, like, a hole of watching videos. And it's really cool.
It's awesome. So you want to talk, so you want to do obviously more content on social media. How has it sort of gone for you coming up to this moment? So, like, what have you been sort of up to with socials?
Yeah, I'm only just really getting into social media now because I've always posted, like, ever since I first started, I've always posted because I've always thought, you know, what happens if my camera roll gets hacked one day or something and I can't get these photos back? Like, social media is such a good, like, platform to post on. You can always, like, look at your growth.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm kind of looking at what other people are doing and seeing what, like, works best for me and what's trending at the moment. That's how, like, a lot of my videos have gone, you know, people have been seeing them because they're trending.
So you have to do your research.
Yeah.
So how long would you research? Or is it just a part of your day?
Yeah, it's honestly just a part of my day. Like, I forget sometimes to even take content, but when I do, I post that day. Like,
how can a hairdresser grow in this business on social media?
I would just say, like, consistently posting all the time. Like, I'm not big, I'm literally just
You're bigger than a lot of hairdressers here though.
Yeah, but, you know, like, that's because I post all the time and I'm trying to get my face out there. Like, I want to be known where some people don't.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked with a few girls that are like, oh, it doesn't really bother me. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to do this forever, where I can see myself doing this forever. So I want to be known and I want to keep posting to get better.
Yeah. And you found your passion very early.
We're like, so many of my friends are only just starting their career now because, like, I would have only graduated high school last year.
Yeah. Well, I was the year before.
Yeah. So last year. And they're only just starting, where I'm qualified in December. Yeah. So I'm like, it's so cool that, you know, I've got so much more to go and they're only just starting. Like,
You're like literally four or five years ahead of everyone.
It's really cool.
And that's going to help your clientele as well because they're like, okay, you are reliable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And clients are relying on me.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I have to show up every day. Because if I don't show up and I have to reschedule these clients because I'm booked like months in advance.
Wow.
If I don't show up one day and I have to try and squeeze them in, they're going to go somewhere else.
They are.
So I rarely take a sick day. Like never. I probably 5 times in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Because I just can't. Like.
So it's really good that you've made the time for this podcast, really.
Well, it's a Monday. It's my day off, so I can. But yeah, like, you know, I don't want people to go to other people. So I have to show up. They're relying on me.
So it's like survival of the fittest for sort of like that industry. Do you think it's with other industries as well, like beauty?
Yeah, and, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It all like kind of relates.
Yeah. And like I went to my sister's Deb the other month and the amount of money that you have to spend on a Deb
I know.
Is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
But for a guy, it's probably not as expensive. But for girls, but it's like, girls, whoa.
They have to get their makeup done, nails done, hair done. They have to get a tan. Like, it's there's so much that goes into it.
I just didn't know how expensive things were.
Yeah. And that, like, there is so much money in hairdressing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if your sister came to me and got her hair done with me, that would have been $100.
Yeah.
Just to get a hairstyle. That's not including colour, nothing like that. So, you know, like, I can make so much money.
Yeah.
In so, just one day.
Like, so you're taking, so right now you're taking like a cut from the company.
Yeah. I just get a weekly wage at the moment. Yeah. Right. So I'm not, if I rented a chair, I would get all the money. Like, it would be my own business. And that's what I honestly want to do before I move into my own business. Cause that's really scary to be going, you know, doing everything yourself, where I would just like to rent a chair, pay my salon, you know, like the salon that I'm working at, a percentage, and then I take home what I make and then own a business and do all of it.
Yeah, I think that's the smart way of doing it, because then you have to pay all these like extra expenses. Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I guess how much would it be to like hire out a chair and sort of do all that?
It's honestly different for everyone. Like, I wouldn't even know, because I don't even think my salon that I'm at right now does like offer that.
Yeah.
So I would have to find somewhere that would let me rent a chair, because it's like, you know, it's taking away from their business and their clients as well.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah.
So not many people would do that. No. Yeah. Well, if there's anything else, do you sort of have any like hobbies?
Like, I work at a cafe on Sundays.
Oh, that's cool. Where at?
Clyde's on Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's really good. I really like it. It's different environment. Yeah. But yeah, like, honestly, my whole life just revolves around hair and like what I can do to be better.
Yeah.
Because I can see myself doing it for the next 40 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, like, it is really hard. Like, it's a hard industry to be in, because, you know, it's really hard on your body. I'm working 12-hour days on my feet, like, without stopping sometimes. Sometimes you don't get lunch. Like, it is really, like, a hard industry. Like, everyone has an expectation of you.
Mm.
But, yeah, like, I can see myself doing it, honestly. One of my main goals as well is to have a salon that I can do everything in. Like, a lot of salons now, they're specializing in things.
Gotcha.
Like, they specialize in blondes, they specialize in color corrections, they specialize in like transformations and all of that. So I want to be able to do everything in the one salon.
So what's the craziest like hair that you've done? Is there like some random
request? No one really gets different stuff though in Wang.
Yeah.
Like, that's why also like moving away, I want to be able to do something different. Where like here, like, it's pretty boring. Like, everyone gets the same thing.
Just
like,
blonde.
Yeah, because like no one wants to be different.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary to be different.
It is.
So, yeah.
So just if it's scary to be different, don't make a podcast, basically.
Literally. I enjoy blondes, and I also really like extensions, doing extensions. I'm training in the weft extensions at the moment, which is... Ooh.
I don't even know what that is.
But no, I only really do tape in extensions, which is what I've got right now.
That's cool.
But yeah, they're really cool. Like, it's different. It's cool. Expensive. Yep. It's cool.
Sick.
Yeah. And I also am really getting into men's cutting at the moment. I really like doing men's.
I've been seeing a lot of that
stuff. I really like it at the moment. It's cool. I don't want to be a barber and I don't want to do it every single day, but it's good because I do girls' hair all the time. Like, it's nice to have like a male come in and I can like have a different conversation with them, and I can do their hair the way they want and then they can leave. Like, it's real quick and easy, where girls, they stay like 6 hours in the salon sometimes. Nah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If you're getting like a full head of foils, that takes about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half.
That's
and then
crazy.
They have to process for an hour, and then you have to take them over to the basin, do a toner, finish it, which takes like another hour, and then sometimes they get extensions put in, which is like another half an hour. Like, it's a very long time.
I'm getting concerned, actually.
I know, it's ridiculous.
So now I understand, like, you are there 12 hours a day.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
And like, you also doing, when they're processing, when my first client's processing, I'm doing another client in between.
Right.
So you, like, you're not just having one client a day, where some salons do that, but I don't like that. It's boring. Yeah. You need to keep going.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
That's okay.
We could probably talk for like an hour.
That's right.
But What? So I always ask this question sort of at the end of end of my podcast. What is your bigger picture?
To be able to inspire other people as well, like be able to make a difference in my world.